Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
That's right. Welcome back to another exciting episode of The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, a show where we know and talk a lot about a little bit and a little bit about a lot. As always, Josh, Smitty, and the lovely Taylor.
As always, and back again from the dead with the retro throwback fucking intro.
Yeah, changing it up on you guys.
I like it. Might as well. The 1 year anniversary of the show.
It's crazy we've been doing this for a year.
It is too long, probably.
I know we're an independent podcast, but it's surprising that no one's actually told us to just stop doing it.
Right? Yeah.
Well, congratulations, guys.
Yeah.
Doing something right.
We're drinking pink wine.
Right? Anything pink is good. Is my theory in life.
You can't go wrong with pink things.
A little bit of pink on your lips is always a good thing.
It's true.
It's a good theory to live by.
Yeah, some pink bubbly.
It's tasty. I thought it was a good way to celebrate. A little bit more than our typical pizza. But yeah, I am shocked that we have not been told to shut the fuck up by everyone that we know by doing this.
Well, I know that our friends listen to the show and, you know, other awesome listeners out there. But yeah, we haven't gotten a lot of negative press. Or anything.
Have we gotten any negative press?
There's a one-star review.
There's a one-star on iTunes.
And I told
there's
that
no
person.
There's no review. There's no review. There's just a one-star.
And my thing is, if you did it, you email me and
you
I'll...
son of a bitch. Yeah.
Well, I just want to ask why. I mean, I understand why, but why?
You're not wrong, but explain to me why you're
explain
not
yourself.
Wrong.
Show your
specifics.
Work. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, huh. I want constructive criticism.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, the show's made major leaps and bounds from like when we first started. We have structure. We have a hot chick. What else do you want? We have sound effects.
We need to delete the fucking first episode. What we need to do.
No.
Do you want to keep it?
I don't know.
We'll just keep it up there. It's very bad.
You know what? We should take it down and then we'll just re-release it like next year. At a 2 year anniversary.
Throw it on a fucking.
Like behind the scenes.
Yeah,
like
and be like, this is how it used to be.
This is our first try. Here you go.
When we had no idea what we were doing.
Because I think right now it's hurting us. It actually has done us some.
Well, because I think the problem is when we find new listeners, which, hey, if you are new to the show, thanks for joining us.
Welcome.
Yeah. But I think what hurts us, those people listen to the show, then they're like, oh, these guys are kind of funny. Let me check them out. And then they go to the first one, like, oh, wait, no, this is terrible.
This is bad. those first two episodes I listened to were a fluke.
The first one the Twilight one?
Well, that was the first cinema enema that we
did.
That
wasn't the first episode.
No, first one was
just
was
random
just
garbage.
Yeah. Nothing.
We farted for an hour.
And we talked about Batman's dick, and I think I said cunt 17 times.
I think I remember listening to one of the first ones, and you guys made so many references where I was like, eh.
There's a lot of that.
You know what? People should still see Batman's dick.
It's
still
very veiny.
It's girthy.
That's the comic book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a bat's wing, actually, in cylindrical form.
I just like that they gave him some real girth.
Right? You would think so. I mean, he's lifting a lot of weights and shit.
Yeah.
It's got to count for something. I don't know if you do
dick
you
weights? Do
cock push-ups.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you not seen Tenacious D?
Duh.
Everyone knows about cock push-ups.
Yeah. Just do
you
one.
Only need to do
That's
one.
All you need to do. That's all you need to do.
That's my kind of workout. If I can only need to do one rep and we're good.
I mean,
good.
If you can deactivate lasers with your dick,
yeah,
you're champion of the goddamn world.
Mm-hmm. I'm finally adulting now. I had a physical today at the doctor, and they took my blood. And the doctor's like, dude, this is straight up pancake syrup. And I was like, oh, damn.
Stop, he
didn't say that.
Really need to change the oil. Yeah. Let's get you to Midas.
He's like, dude, we're going to do a full-blown blood transfusion because it's just six parts coffee.
I don't care if magic is the only one available. It's better than this. this is bad.
Hey, Magic Johnson's dirty AIDS blood is probably better than what I got.
His clean AIDS blood. He's fat as shit.
Although it's funny. Despite my fat body, the doctor was like, lungs are good, heart's good. I was like, why am I fat? What so happened?
You're fat. For being a fat guy, you're in relatively good shape, and you're pretty good looking like, for being fat.
But you're very handsome.
But you're very handsome.
But you're very handsome.
You're handsome and pretty healthy for being so fat.
Did he give you an answer?
No, they just took my blood, and then they're going to do the blood panels, and they'll let me know later. But maybe I'm pregnant. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Mr. Mom. Or what was it?
Junior.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Mr. Mom wasn't just a nanny or something.
Yes. Yeah, no, Junior's the one where Arnold got pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's not that bad of a... Every time I get my blood drawn, I'm like, shit, like I might be magic. you never know. And that's a long, like 3 weeks you're waiting for it. You're like, son of a bitch, just sitting there waiting.
You start
waiting
thinking
it
about all the bad decisions you made and all the.
Yeah.
You start thinking about your previous lovers. You're like, oh, she was
unclean.
It's
the most nerve wracking thing. And you just stare at your dick. You're like, what did you get us into? What the fuck did you do?
Stop swiping on Tinder.
You son of a bitch. That is.
Well, I mean, rule number one, you wear a condom with Tinder dates.
It's a rule that's very easily broken.
It's true.
That is.
Oh, no.
But at least in your situation, you're just like, oh, I just stop eating Oreos. Like, it's not that big a deal.
No, see, I was just confused because I still eat healthy. I still exercise regularly. I'm just fat, and I don't understand why. Because, like, 2 years ago, I was fit, and I don't know what happened.
It happens. I was telling you before the show, I think we're just fighting the uphill battle at this point. We're just old, and we're dying.
Probably.
We're just, everything we do as far as nutrition and exercise at this point is just to not die.
I'd rather just die.
Trying to do.
Like, if I just die, it's fine. Like, I'm not suicidal in the slightest, but if I'm just done, it's like, fine.
See you guys.
No, guys.
Well, yeah, let's think about it. We're like, okay, let's just have a barbecue, shake everybody's hand, I'm out. Like,
say bye.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'll make like one last vine or something. Is that still a thing?
Well, like I decided I don't want a funeral. Just stop by. I'll tell my dad to grill up some like sausages and some steaks. Have a beer and just go home.
No, I want a funeral. It's going to be fucking off the chain. No, I remember. It's my last wish and I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. And you have to do it.
That's
I want to get burned on a big old pyre like they used to do. Gigantic fucking like two-story pyre.
Like you're a warrior?
Yeah.
Should we do the Viking funeral and we launch a bow at you and it
lights
you on fire?
Yeah, well, it's floating in the bay somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
In Castaic Lake.
There's going to need to be permits or something. I don't know. But it's not my problem because I'm dead. Just do it. You have to do it. And then
well, it's one of those things.
And
I'm
then my will is going to be a treasure map. It's just going to...
Where?
I can't tell you that.
You know what's funny? My
we'll find out in 3 months.
I don't really have a will because I don't own a lot of things. I just be like, I don't know if my friends want some of my shit. They can just come get it. I don't care.
Mm-mm. It's just gonna be one note, just one sentence. Someone take care of my cat. That's all that I care about.
Speedy. Yeah. Speedy was a street cat.
Yeah. She started from the gutter. Now she's here.
Yeah.
Slightly out of the gutter. But I was reading up on it. They could live till like 15 and shit. And that's a long time. I was like, fuck.
Dude, your cat's like one?
Like three.
Oh.
So yeah,
they live a long time.
I still got them like...
Dude, some can get up to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Shit. And it's just little. 22. Little one, little anything's always last longer.
Dude, you know what you should do? Get that cat health insurance for them. No, seriously, because...
I just keep her inside. That's all I have to do.
Even though, like...
I could get her, like, falcon insurance. Because if she goes outside, she's for sure getting swooped up. She's tiny, itty bitty.
What is falcon insurance going to do?
Get me a new cat.
No, see, like if your cat swallowed some string and you had some cat insurance because my girlfriend, her cat swallowed some string and she had to put it down because it was like $3,000-$4,000 to get the surgery to un.
But it's like $10 to put them down.
Yeah, and so it was like she was heartbroken, but like there's nothing, like she didn't have money. You know what I mean?
Die of dumb cat disease. That's what that is. Yeah. That's Darwinism at its finest.
That'll teach you from eating string,
right? Luckily, my cat doesn't eat a goddamn thing, even if she's supposed to.
No, she's chubby.
Yeah, kind of. That's why I got the laser pointer. They say cats are like top predators. I got a laser pointer that says otherwise, though. She cannot catch shit for shit. She gets pissed.
Yeah.
I put it on her toys, and she just hisses at it. You motherfucker.
That works.
It does. I mean, it's exercise. That's what happens. But
did everyone have a good Thanksgiving?
Ooh, that's what we need to do for Josh. Let's get you a laser pointer.
I just chased the laser pointer around.
Yeah, I'll get you some string. Don't eat it, and then you just bat it around.
Well, and then you'll be in shape again.
Yeah, bingo, bingo, good to go. Then you're rolling on all
That's
three cylinders.
That's funny because my doctor, because I mean it was weird because he had me get completely naked and it was in the back of a van. But
isn't that how all doctors?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's how Dr. Sandusky told me. That's what you're supposed to do.
But the doctor was like, you still have a lot of muscle mass. And I was like, yeah, but it's the fat that I'm worried about. It's
you're
not
just
the,
insulating it.
It's not the muscle I'm worried about. It's the fat.
You should have pulled a Mac from Always Sunny and be like, I'm cultivating mass, all right? Just leave me alone.
Yeah, that works for him, though, because he cultivated
he is
it.
He's fucking jacked.
Yeah,
dude, do you see how good he looks now?
So
holy
good.
Shit.
Insanely jacked.
I like him.
He is a champion. Yeah, that is.
to answer your question, I had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I ended up.
I did not.
I ended up eating like two dinners because I did, you know, my family and my girlfriend's family. Mm-hmm. That's the way. Although one thing that was nice, her family was up in Acton, and it was actually like snowing.
Yeah.
And it was cool because I've never. Hey,
a child.
Yay.
You know, it was nice.
It was really nice. The amount of snow, because I went out into San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. My grandma and my family lives out there. So my whole life, we've gone and spent holidays out there. And driving from there home, the most snow I've ever seen, covered like just feet.
They
and
had
fluffy
well, they
and just white.
They
it's
legit
white.
Had like 10 inches of global warming. Yeah. It was awesome.
That is, we are so privileged to be excited about snow. Most people like. Just like two states that way.
Yeah.
Fucking hates snow with a passion because you deal with it every day.
Well, our listeners that aren't in California are like, man, fuck you. It's like 31 and I got 2 feet in my driveway right now.
Meanwhile, like, sorry. I board up everything because it's 50 degrees outside. I'm like, fuck you, winter. Get the fuck out of here.
It was funny. Like, we turned the heater on the other night and it was like 51 outside.
Yeah,
I
have a mini heater in my room. Yeah. Goddamn. I'm always so cold. If it's cold, I don't get out of bed. I have to heat in my room.
Well, I was like, hey, man, I'm a thin skinned California boy. Like, you can call me a bitch, but I don't have to get used to.
So, none of that helps to keep you warm?
But being fat?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
You fat shaming me?
No.
He's cultivating mass, not blubber.
Yeah.
It's a legit question because when I have like less weight on, I instantly get so much colder. And when I gain that 5 pounds back, like I'm not as cold.
Oh, yeah. That 5 pounds really makes that difference.
It does.
So you go from 120 to 125 and all of a sudden you're warm?
Maybe he just doesn't notice it because it's with him always. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's with him always. So it's like if he were to see himself like a year later, he'd be like, oh, I'm fatter now. But now he does like he's just not.
But see,
always
I'm actually at that point now where I'm like, wait, should I just go mega fat or
no,
should I?
No. If I ever went
like
fat,
like Gabriel Grace.
I told people to kill me if I get fat. Like, I don't want to.
Seems a bit drastic.
I don't want to be fat. I don't ever want to be fat. It's
and there's
so scary.
Fentanyl. There's other options.
If I can't get, I guess, I don't know, or just kill me. Like, I don't deserve too much fat. Like, I let myself get fat.
I always think it's weird how people think it's a disease. Just put the food down. Put the food down. Just stop.
Yeah.
Stop doing it.
It's not a disease, but the chemical, the way the brain waves happen, it's the same.
It's an addiction. I get it. I know. Yeah. I had a cousin who died of a heart attack because he was fucking like 15. It's ridiculous. But I almost don't feel bad because it's your own fucking fault.
Yeah.
And it is my fucking uncle's fault too because he allowed that to happen.
It's funny. Some like the overweight.
It's
like,
funny.
No. Okay, sorry. Something else in the. Okay. Yeah, some of it's funny. There's TV shows with like the people who are so overweight who don't want
to
get out of bed, you know?
Yeah,
and,
but I'm not talking. I don't want to be like my 600-pound life.
Yes,
I just meant
that.
Like, I just meant like I should get like Gabriel Iglesias fat and
you
just embrace
fluffy.
It. Yeah,
you can
just
get
embrace
fluffy.
It.
I think
you
could pull off fluffy.
That's what I feel like I'm fluffy.
The fuck
you're
like,
just
what?
Wearing a sweater. That's
yeah.
it.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
Not the same at all.
Like I said, you're like a buck 25 and you're sitting here like, oh, I'm so fat right now.
I said I was fat. I just said
I have never heard somebody so hard in my life fish for a compliment. fucking ridiculous.
Jesus. You know what? Fuck that. We're going into headlines.
Moving on.
Jesus
Christ.
My fat body's sad.
Fuck off all you candy, motherfucker.
The lighter side of the news. Lower and debase myself for the amusement of total strangers. Yeah, I could do that. Sounds like fun.
All right, up first, I got in today's PC culture. So Gabby Union, the wife of Dwayne Wade, was fired from America's Got Talent.
Because she's too hot?
Dude, she is hot.
She's insanely hot.
She's fucking hot. Jeez. But so anyways, yeah, so this is a picture that
no,
she...
No, that's Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade's hot. He's an attractive chocolate man.
That's a very good-looking couple. I can't argue that.
Dude, this is a beautiful family. So this is Gabby Union.
Oh, bring it on.
So that's Gabby Union, their son, who's 12 years old, and their infant daughter. But if you look at the son, he's wearing a crop top and he has fake nails. And so, I mean, so he's 12 years old.
Who cares?
Yeah, no. But so then the amount of hate that they got for this picture.
Really?
Yeah, saying like, oh, you're teaching your boy to be confused. Saying like, oh, black men, you know, aren't being men anymore.
So that's a whole different section of it. Black dudes get that harder than most people, I will say. Well,
that's a beautiful family. That's a cute picture. Like,
let the kid wear what he wants to wear.
Yeah.
He's 12. Let him figure out his own path. So Dwayne Wade went on Twitter to actually defend himself, and he tweeted out.
He said, bitch, I'll dunk on all you.
He said, I've seen some post-Thanksgiving hate on social about my family photo. Stupidity is a part of this world we live in, so I get it. But here's the thing. I've been chosen to lead my family, not y'all. So we will continue to be us and support each other with pride, love, and a smile.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I've seen that tweet, and then I looked for a picture. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
And then
about?
He says, as a parent, my only goal is that my kids feel that I see them, love them, and support them. So it's like, fuck yeah, Dwayne Wade. Yeah. Defend your kid.
He gets it.
Okay, fine. So if your son's a little bit effeminate, who fucking cares?
Dude, my little brother's gay.
Mm-hmm.
My little brother was gay at 12.
Yeah, but
yeah,
who
can tell?
No, he was out. He came out. He came out when he was in seventh grade. So I think he was like 11.
Yeah.
He was young.
There
and
you go.
When he came out as like when I was 14, I was like, oh, growing up, that's what it was. It wasn't that he liked boys. He was just gay. As a child, you're not really like sexually attracted.
Yeah, but
he had that characteristic about him. And he
clicked, makes sense.
Yeah, and so it's like that's totally like a normal age to figure out something about yourself.
So what? The kid wears fake nails and he wears a crop top. Who fucking cares?
Maybe the fake nails are just for doing key bumps. You don't know.
they live in Miami.
You don't know.
But you know what though? At the same time, mind your own fucking business.
Yeah.
It's not your kid.
Fuck.
It's not your kid. Plus, Dwayne Wade's fucking rich. Who cares? Suck my dick.
And also, I mean, in the public eye, if someone talks shit, he's a fuck. Kind of ask for it. You're in the public eye. You post.
People are always gonna talk shit.
Yeah, and I mean, fuck it. I mean,
That's a cute ass family picture.
Yeah.
When I saw that picture, I was like, that's a nice family picture. Like,
good.
What's the problem?
Yeah, I'm more jealous of the staircase. It's a dope ass staircase.
Right, dope ass house.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume so. I mean, come on.
But I mean, damn, dude, look, Gabby Union.
Right. Fucking champion.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade, you are goddamn champion of the world.
Good for you.
Fucking hey.
All right, next, a food critic outed a man. He works for the, what is it called? The Food and Magazine, Los Angeles.
Was he a little gay black kid too and he outed him?
It's possible.
Oh.
So he's a food critic and he was writing an article about a meal he had, but apparently, some lady wrote to him, says, hey Tom, your latest review is accompanied by a picture of my husband dining with a woman who isn't me. Once confronted with the photographic evidence, he confessed to having an ongoing affair. Just thought you'd be amused to hear of your part in the drama. This Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for you to you for exposing a cheat.
Wow.
That is fucking fantastic.
Wow.
Oh, man. He got to be able to be like, no, that's not me. You shaggy that till the very end. It wasn't me. If I can all day, you have to say
but,
that wasn't
me. But could you imagine, like, so you're out with your mistress, and I mean, okay, you're already a dirtbag because you're cheating on your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, honestly, if you're going to cheat, just don't be in a relationship. I don't understand the whole cheating thing. If you're not happy, or communication's huge in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like my girlfriend and I, we're one of those lucky couples. We don't really fight because we talk about things. We talk, like if something bothers me, I'm going to tell you. If something's bothering her, she tells me. So we don't fight. And then plus, I mean, nowadays, too, fuck, it's 2019. This dude wants to step outside his marriage. Maybe he just talked to his wife about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because
sometimes, not saying that hall passes are a good thing, but there are some people in open relationships, polyamorous relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it keeps you married,
right?
You know.
Move to Utah. They're all about that life. That's what they do.
Or just, I don't know, just don't cheat. But it's just funny that a guy just did his job.
All the ways to get caught. Some dude on Yelp or something. Fucking, you know, Yelp
so his
review.
Fucking wife's reading food article reviews and sees a picture of her husband with some fucking girl.
That's the weirdest way to catch him.
What are the fucking odds of that? That guy is the worst luck in the world.
Seriously.
I want to feel bad for him. I mean, he can't really, but also, fuck, dude.
No.
I know, but still, like, come on.
It's just funny, though.
What are the odds?
Like that. That's how you get busted.
It's fucked
mm-hmm.
up. You got to shaggy that to the very end. It wasn't me.
Or just be like, hey, it was National Secretary's Day. That was my secretary.
Unless I'm in that picture holding up today's newspaper with my name written on it, that's not me.
Babe, that's an old picture.
That's not me.
Yeah.
I told you I was separated at birth from my twin. Everybody, how many times do I have to tell you this?
All right, next, Josh Shaw, who is a strong safety for the Arizona Cardinals. He's now been suspended for the remainder of this season through the 2020 season because on November 10th, he placed 3 gambling bets at Caesars, betting against the Cardinals and a couple other teams. He's been on IR, so he's not actually with the team. But he put on the when he's establishing his profile, gambling profile thing, he put that he was a pro football player.
Wow, so not even trying to hide
he ratted it. Himself out. So
I
then
mean,
Roger Goodell.
Wow.
So then Vegas told the team, who then told Roger Goodell.
Idiot.
Which you can't. Okay. Little known fact, pro players can't gamble on sports. You just That's can't.
Right. Unless you're Michael Jordan, then you just get suspended for a year, go play baseball, and then come back.
You know, it's because Jordan was too good.
Get your dad murdered and then come back.
Because Jordan was too good to... Plus, he had to go save the Looney Tunes from the aliens.
Well, yeah, it's a given.
Everyone knows that. But so it's just... Or
because there was that one quarter of a season where Muggsy Bogues was terrible.
But it's funny, though, because he bet against the Cardinals, and the Cardinals didn't cover the spread. So he bet against his own team, and he didn't win any money.
Wait, you said they didn't cover the spread?
No. So he didn't get any money. He lost.
They were their favorites?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Either way, he lost.
Yes.
Which he deserves.
And now he's suspended through the 2020 season.
Fucking idiot.
All right, next, a UK woman, her name, forgive me, I can't really pronounce it that well, but her name is Asta Juskaschik. We'll call her the wife. So the wife, it's spelled A-S-T-A.
Last name Pasta, she's always leaving.
Yeah, that's fine. So Asta Pasta, she met this gentleman named Montes. He was actually...
That's his last name. First name, Prang.
Yeah. They actually met online. He was actually locked up at a Lithuanian prison at the time.
Okay.
I guess in Lithuanian prisons, they get Wi-Fi and dating apps, I guess. So,
clearly, he's a catch.
Yeah. And she is married, or was married. They met in London to start their affair with each other. And then eventually, the husband found out. So then, Pasta, she arranged for them to fight to the death, medieval style, for her affection.
Yes! Oh, trial by combat. I'm all about that.
Yeah, so she wanted them to duel for her love in an alley in East London.
Like with swords? Duel?
Talking but then duel? Well, the husband was actually stabbed to death.
Okay, he had swords duel.
He had 35 he had 35 wounds to the neck, chest, and shoulders. And then
I can just imagine, this is just some British suburban guy who's wearing a fucking, an ascot and shit. All of a sudden, this guy from Guatemala in prison just stabs the shit out of an alley. Like, what the fuck did I just get myself into right now?
Yeah, so then the wife ended up harboring the lover.
Oh,
and man. Then she tried to delete her text messages, lied to the police. But then the boyfriend confessed to killing him, but says that she orchestrated the entire thing.
Of course
so
she did.
They're now waiting trial, and it should be happening soon.
Wow. I mean... It seems like a pretty open and shut case, yeah. Watson. I mean, it is. Granted.
You arrange your boyfriend to stab your husband to death.
Fight to the death for
Again,
me.
Again, maybe he's into DP. Just talk to him.
Communication.
Jesus, people.
Although at the same time, I mean, maybe he shouldn't go to jail for it. Why? I'm just saying, they fought to the death and won.
No, it's not how life works anymore.
That's how it should work.
Not Although, anymore. I mean, was there a waiver sign? Like, look, this is the deal we're both getting into here, guys. All right, everyone knows stakes are. All right, let's go. If that is the case, then I say no harm, no foul.
Can contracts of death be upheld in court?
No.
Yeah, sure they can.
So.
No, because there's still a murder.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't.
I have the right to die if I want to die. You don't get to decide how I want to die, right? I don't know.
Technically, suicide's a crime.
Assisted suicide still illegal? Because I know it was so. Like when Kevorkian was the thing, but I'm pretty sure California passed where it's fucking legal.
To be assisted suicide?
I think there has to be some sort of like evidence that it like
it's what the person
wants.
Yeah.
You're in medical pain.
Yeah.
And there's no coming back from it.
Right. Or if you're just like, if we're all playing Russian roulette, we all know the stakes.
Yeah.
Can't get mad at me for winning.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but Russian
roulette. I don't know if it holds up in court of law.
But Russian roulette's illegal.
But goddamn it, I will argue it. I'll argue it in the court of bird law all goddamn day.
All right, next. A Florida woman went to the Goodwill to purchase her son-in-law and daughter a baby shower gift.
And made them fight to the death.
Kinda.
Sweet.
They found an unopened box of a baby bouncer, but turned out there was a Mossberg 7.75
nice.
Semi-automatic rifle in it.
That's a score and a half. There was probably $7 for the bouncer.
It was $10 for the bouncer, and you got a $2,000 rifle.
Champion, yeah.
So they called the police.
Why?
That's what I said. The police ended up they're not pressing any charges on them, but they're going to hold the gun for 90 days while they do an investigation.
Yeah, it's probably linked to something.
Yeah.
For sure.
But then they said if...
what do you do with the gun? Stash it in the baby shit. Get rid of it.
Yeah, but if the gun comes back clean, they'll let the family keep it.
Okay, but, cool. Well, even if it is dirty, fuck it. You know what you need to know already? Just give it back. We didn't do it.
I just think it's awesome. Like, you go, but of course, Florida.
Oh, it was in Florida?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that bit. Yeah, it makes sense. Crazy. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's almost like a really champion move on Storage Wars. Like, if you pay $100 and you end up getting like a Lambo in there or something, that's equivalent to that, I think.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good score. Something Goodwill like baby bouncer? No.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, next.
What the fuck is this?
A Kansas man went to go bail his brother out who was... who got arrested for driving a stolen vehicle, but he got arrested when he went to go bail him out because he was driving a stolen vehicle.
Well, I mean...
And these are the brothers.
Yeah.
So that's...
I believe it.
Like, no good.
Yeah.
Well, I would say they're good at stealing cars. They're not good at getting away with it, though.
Well, I think the other one got away with it. He just went to the police station.
With it. Not
so
very
not good
smart.
At getting
not
away
smart move.
With it. Yeah.
No.
I mean... That is...
That's just stupidity. What's this have to do with politically correct culture? Is that what you said?
This is headlines. No. What are you doing?
I know. I thought that was like the headlines had to do with some of those. No. Just random. Okay.
No, I just look up funny headlines.
Right, okay.
You're on this show. You know how this works.
I know, but I thought you just said she's something
also,
before.
She's also like on YouTube or something right now. So.
No.
She's like, no, it's Twitter.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like going to, you know, well, I was going to say example of something else. It's the exact same thing, so it's not even that funny.
All right. Then the last headline that I have, which actually is probably my favorite one of tonight. A farmer in India painted his family golden retriever named Bulbul like a tiger to keep monkeys out of his coffee.
Nice. You made a
this is his dog.
Monkey scarecrow. Okay, you suck at life. God damn it. It was a dope idea. Poor... Fucking shit house poor execution. Oh my god. He just okay.
Looks people like Tigger.
People need to Google this because he just took like
it's black hair dye.
Hair dye.
It looks like he just took a bunch of black tar heroin and just smeared it in just gobs.
So I guess what it was. So,
motherfucker.
So he's a coffee farmer in India, and the problem is monkeys come to eat all the coffee beans.
Yeah.
So. Obviously,
I like the idea.
So monkeys are afraid of tigers. So for a while, he would put stuffed tigers out into the field, and it would work for a while because the monkeys just see the stripes and go, "Oh shit, don't go over there." But then the sun fades the toy, so then it's not working.
They realize it's not moving anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So then he's like, he came up with this idea, like, "Hey, if I paint my dog like a tiger,
I like the idea."
Oh, it's funny. It actually works. He says every time he sees the monkeys, he walks out in the field with his dog, and the monkeys run away.
Scared. Yeah.
Wow.
Because the thing is, let's say the monkeys get a little bit curious.
God damn it, that's so bad.
and maybe they find out that the dog is not a tiger, but then they run the risk of actually seeing a real tiger. Because.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
in a way, the dog's gonna fuck him up. Not as bad, but still, the dog's gonna.
Nah, dude, a monkey'd fuck
no,
a dog
are
up.
Scary.
Yeah, but still, the dog's not gonna like just let him slide. They're still in a fight. You know what I mean?
So the pictures make me laugh, though.
No, yeah, I like the idea. It's just a shit show execution. It is. Holy shit, that's bad. Like, you gotta find somebody with a good airbrush fucking thing, and do it properly. But god damn it, it's so bad.
Just put streaks of black hair dye in it.
God damn it.
This poor dog.
We need to put, when we post the Instagram post for this, we need to put a link to this in there. Because
just superimpose our faces on the picture of the dog.
Yeah. Or the monkeys attacking the dog. Yeah. Oh my god. That is fucking champion. That's the. Fucking India, man.
All right, that's all I got for headlines. And before we get into Taylor's weird questions, I just wanted to talk to you about our dear friends over at Stitcher and Stitcher Premium. So listen, we all listen to podcasts. You obviously listen to us.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, I'd hope you'd listen to
exactly. But you listen to some of your other favorite shows completely ad-free, including this ad. If you don't want to hear me talking about it, if you go on Stitcher Premium, you don't have to hear it.
But that makes it worth it.
But some of the shows on Stitcher Premium, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, My Favorite Murder, Wolverine, The Lost Trial, Bitch Sesh, The Fantasy Footballers, Science Rules with Bill Nye, and more. So you'll also have access to Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. Prices start at $4.99 per month, or you can pay $34.99 a year, which comes it down to about $2.92 a month. With our promo code SMARTISDUMBGUYS, you'll receive your first month absolutely free. So go to Stitcher.com/premium to sign up today, and use promo code SMARTISDUMBGUYS for one free month. Again, Stitcher.com/premium, promo code SMARTISDUMBGUYS.
I do like it. I download the app, and you pull everything up. It just puts everything right there. It's pretty sweet. Got all your favorites there, and then like miss all the ads and shit. It's dope.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
And then if you want to continue supporting this independent podcast, because we are an independent podcast, you can help by donating money to us with monthly subscriptions of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. If you go with the $9.99 option, we actually make a little extra money per that. If you're interested in that, you go to anchor.fm/sdgykpod/support, or you can go on to our actual website, sdgykpod.com, and find the link for that.
Everything's there.
Yeah. And then, I mean, if you do donate to the show, we'll give you guys some freebies. I'm in the process.
Figure out something.
Yeah, well, I'm in the process of making shirts for the show. You know, if, especially if you go to the $9.99 route, I'll even give you a shirt for free.
Champion right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the shirts are worth more than $9.99.
They're very fucking comfortable too.
Fuck yeah!
And it's got some dope. The material you got for them is pretty
sweet. So yeah, you go to sdgykpod.com and you can find the link available to donate to the show. All right, Taylor, you got questions for us?
I do.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Tell me, what do you lie most about?
Girth.
It's a shitty lie, because then when they see it, it's a lie.
Yeah, but it's too late then.
Usually. What I lie most about? Having plans. Like, do you want to do something?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I have something to do. Like, I got... Sorry, guys,
nothing
I can't do
to
it.
Do.
Yeah, nothing. I'm just sitting around watching. I've watched everything on Apple TV. That's probably the most common.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. Actually, I was going to say the same answer. I tell people I'm busy when I'm not that busy. Like, when I'm at work, I'm legit busy. Mm-hmm. But, like, on the weekends, I'm usually not doing much. And people are always like, hey, how was your weekend? Oh, dude, I was doing so, you know. But all I did, I slept until 10.
I'll even do it when people, like, when they call, I'll just text, like, I'm super busy right now as I'm playing Madden. Like, I'm just not going to answer the phone.
Because
like,
of my fat body, I lie about my body weight a lot. I'm still 175. What are you talking about?
So just girth again?
Yeah. But a different
kind of.
You know what, though? When you said the girth thing, think about it. If you got into bed with a guy and you guys are naked, pulls his dick out, and you're kind of, like, unimpressed with it, you're still going to sleep with him because you're already there.
You're already there. I mean...
You know what? Gestures don't work on a podcast, Taylor.
I know. They don't. I'm sorry. Well, I guess, I mean...
Exactly. You're already there.
What kind of a heartless... Okay, it's like a guy, if there's just too many lips, I've no guy's going to be like, nope, I'm out, guys. Like, I'm just leaving. Like, it's not going to happen. You have to be courteous.
Be courteous?
Yeah. It's, at that point, an orgasm is a professional courtesy.
I guess.
And then all you think on your end is, do I tell my friends about it, or do I just be like, nah, we didn't sleep together?
Yeah, that, no, you have
usually
to tell.
We didn't sleep together.
Is that, I would think, no, it's a story. I would think. Is that, I don't know, I tell stories.
It's like he pulled his dick out, and it was a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be.
He kept saying it was cold, but he had a personal heater in his pants the whole time.
It was 102. I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what part of California he's from. He thinks that's cold.
All right, guys. Next question. If you had to spend $10,000 a day, how would you spend it?
Very easily.
No, sorry. Today. Like today, right now. And you only had until midnight to spend it. How would you spend it right now?
I mean, the unsexy answer is I'd pay some bills with it.
Well, to start.
But I mean, that's not as fun.
Would you spend all $10,000 on bills? Do you have $10,000 worth of bills?
I mean, you could preemptively pay things. And
right? Yeah. Just cut the apartments like 6 months worth of fucking...
Yeah, or pay down the principal on my truck. You know, just...
I would just think it's Cybertruck, but I can put away $100 for that right now and save up for it.
Although...
I want that fucking truck.
Although $10,000, honestly, I'd probably buy some plane tickets. I don't know where I'd go, but I'd probably buy... I like to travel, so probably buy some plane tickets.
Somewhere where it's warmer than 50 degrees?
Yeah. I'd probably just buy a bunch of like shit I don't necessarily need, like a lot of clothes.
Everything.
Yeah.
I'd buy all of Amazon right now. Everything's on sale.
Yeah, I would literally buy like, you know, like you put thing in your Amazon wish list and you're never going to buy it,
right?
But you just put it in there.
It's like the same thing you do with your Netflix queue.
Yeah.
It's the same
thing. I would buy like, oh, you know what? I'd buy a Kindle because I don't really, I don't like reading all that much, but I wouldn't mind reading more. And I think a Kindle's a nice like... handy
way
tool.
To do that.
No, I'd rather have a physical book in my hand.
Now, granted, a Kindle's only $100, so that's a small drop in my $10,000.
Because it would end up just like every other electronic device I've ever owned, and there would be porn on it at some point. That's all it's gonna get used for.
You know
I need
what?
The actual physical book in my hand.
I'd buy some like tickets to sporting events, some Charger games, some Laker games. Yeah. Oh, dude, I could rack up $10,000 real quick.
Real quick, I would have the Amazon, and it would be a pallet that would be put in front of my door tomorrow. Like on the 2-day free shipping on just a pallet.
Especially right
shit.
Now. They got all the Cyber Monday deals still,
yeah,
going.
Yeah. Still going.
I could buy all of Amazon for $10,000 right now.
I'd buy some TVs. I'd buy, you know what? I would buy shit and then flip it because since I only have the $10,000 for till midnight,
right?
I'm going to flip some shit.
Either that or buy like one Lakers ticket.
Sit courtside next to Jack.
Right.
Ooh, I wouldn't hate that. I'd like that.
That's not a bad idea.
I think those tickets are like $5,000.
Or, no, Dodger season tickets. I get season tickets.
You get season tickets for $10,000.
Easily.
You get season tickets for like $3,000.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So you get some sweet seats for $10,000. Like when we went for your birthday a couple years back.
Yeah, and I almost died at batting practice.
Yeah, but you could get tickets like that for
$10,000. Yeah, for sure. That'd be dope. That'd be worth it. And I think you can get something like that for like $7,000, and then for $3,000, just pay him to drag Vince Scully's almost lifeless body to sit next to you the whole day, and then he could do the game for you personally. That'd
all
be
right,
sweet.
So you guys know what you would do.
She's cutting us off.
Yeah. Went way too far. What's a childhood superstition or fear that you might still have or don't have anymore? Doesn't matter. Like,
I still don't step on cracks unless I'm mad at my mom, and then I fucking intentionally step on every single one of them because fuck that bitch. That is probably one I could think of.
I honestly can't think of one. That's a really good question.
You're Catholic still, so I would count that as a superstition.
I'm a man of science now. No, I don't know. Like maybe, I don't know. You know what? I grew up on a well system for water. We didn't have city water at my house, so we had the huge adage of if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
You could go to Disneyland on a fucking moment's notice as a child, but you couldn't take a shit in the fucking bathroom.
You could shit.
Okay, but I'm just getting back to you. You don't have running water.
We had a well.
But you went to Disneyland all the time. I'm sorry. I'm baffled as a kid who didn't get to go to Disneyland ever.
Stop moving.
No.
Your microphone fucks up.
Stop irritating me about Disneyland.
All right. So that was your superstition.
I guess. if you pee... Unless it's gross, you flush it. If not, you just let it sit.
Okay. How many peas do you have that are gross? Like, no, there's blood in this one. I need to flush this.
Those are the ones you need to flush.
That hooker hit me in the kidneys too much. I mean,
well, then eventually you're going to shit. Then you have to flush it.
If you could learn the date and time of your death, would you?
Absolutely.
No. Fuck no.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I don't want to know what
plan.
Nah, that's stupid. Because then you just know when it's going to happen. So you're like, no. So then
I have this X amount of time to do whatever the fuck I want to do.
No, but then, so you live like a fucking idiot for the rest of your life?
That's what I'm working on right now already.
That's true. I wouldn't want to know. I'd rather be surprised.
Yeah.
I would for sure. Because what if you found out it was like next week? Would you want to know that?
No.
Really?
No.
You'd just be like... going to work all this... And then you'd be like, fuck, I went to work this whole last week for no goddamn reason.
I mean, that's a good point, but I mean, I don't know. If I die next week, I die next week. Now I don't have to pay bills and shit.
Enjoy the last week. Well,
nah.
You can take advantage of that time. You can make the most of whatever time you have.
I would like to find out, and if it was sooner than later, then I would know, and then I could, like, you know, what, readjust my life.
Wait, no, memory wipe and
then it can readjust. So if like it was sooner than later,
I would.
But if it was like, you know, 50 years from now, then I would do a memory erase and go about
now,
my
see,
life.
My thing would be
just making up shit now.
Now, see, my thing would be now. Can I know how I die?
Yeah. No.
Or is it just when?
Montezuma's revenge.
Just the like exact
tonight. Shit your own life out.
Drinking pink wine and pizza, I could do tonight.
And then somebody's going to have to come and flush it for you.
Yeah. No, you flush your poops. You don't flush
That's
your pee.
That's what I'm saying, but you'll be dead. You can't.
It's true.
Someone's be like, don't worry, you just peed. We don't got to flush it. We can move on, guys.
We don't do that anymore, okay? But just growing up, that was the thing.
We live in society now.
So, Brian, yes, Josh, no. Last question. If we were all to go to jail, what would it be for?
Probably murder.
That's what I thought, too.
Or some weird Ponzi scheme that you come up with that's like money laundering, and we get found out.
Fuck.
And then Taylor, you and I both get arrested because we're accomplices because we were somehow affiliated
and
with
him.
Then
you steal a car
Assisted
and try to bail me out and get
arrested. Legal.
Yeah. Right? He said he wanted to die.
What the fuck?
It's not murder.
I'll have it. I'll YouTube it. It'll make sense.
Yeah. He said of
you do it on Facebook Live, it doesn't count.
Taylor, you and I would get arrested for Smitty's murder because he wanted to commit suicide.
Oh my God.
No, okay. If we were going to do a murder, we would do it smart. We know where the desert's at, and I know a cop who owes me a favor, all right? We can get away with murder. If we were going to go down for something tonight,
bar fight.
No, that would have happened a long time ago for us. We got kicked out of so many bars on my account.
No, you got kicked out of so many bars.
I just
bars.
Said on my
I
account.
Had to leave by default because I was with you.
Well, in my defense, fuck them. So if it were to be tonight, it would be probably arson. I could burn
something. Are you going to burn something?
And that's more likely than murder, I think. I'm always down to burn some stuff down. It's fun.
Sure.
Just watch the flames.
I like my idea
I think fire's a little too close to home right now.
I like the idea that Taylor...
Oh, wah.
I like too that soon. Taylor and I murdered your assisted suicide body, and that's what we get arrested for.
I like
for.
That one, too.
I mean, that's not fun.
It makes the most either. Sense.
It does make sense. All right, good to go on questions.
Yeah.
It's time!
Oh, I almost died. I don't know why. I had licorice that wanted to murder me right now. That's how we almost all died. Anyways.
You with licorice?
Licorice, death by licorice is the worst way to die in the world.
Probably.
It is. But that is not the main topic of the day. It's not death by licorice. Because it is the 1 year anniversary of this show, we kind of I did some reflecting on the show. And I would say a lot of shit that I would say is a little politically incorrect. Probably not of the most popular opinions ever.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it, though.
It's true.
I think it makes the show fun.
Because we're real.
Rizzio. 100.
We keep it 100.
100. I will put emojis on that all goddamn day.
I want that pray hand emoji.
You mean
you
that?
Know those high-fiving?
And then this one.
That's just high-fiving.
Is that what it is? No.
And the eggplant's no, not a penis? Come on now.
You need to put like noise...
Yeah, it needs action.
You know what I mean?
If it was going to be a high five, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just those shitty prayer beads that people get tattooed on their shoulder. It's the weirdest thing. Because the Bible says don't have tattoos. Well, I want it in Jesus' hands.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyways.
Anyways, so we were talking about unpopular opinions that we have. And we also researched some popular opinions and how things have changed.
Yeah, so some of the big ones... just from doing some standard research stuff. So I guess the outlook on the future has actually gotten better. So 53% that the future will be better. They said that back in about 2001. And then in 2009, they did another poll, and it was up to 61%. So the outlook on life has gotten slightly better.
Hmm.
In 1979, because we're talking about how... Like that one thing, the trending thing now is that okay boomer, where like younger.
Oh yeah, that's a thing.
It's stupid.
It is. Mm-hmm. I just like that it pisses people off, so I kind of back
I don't, it. Whatever. But so they talk about the generation gap. So in 1979, 60% of people claimed that there was a generational gap. But today, in this day and age, it's at 87% people believe in the generation gap.
Wow.
I back that.
I believe that just because of technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, the shit that's available now versus in the 70s.
Even just social issues, it's changed a hell of a lot in the past decade or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much.
Let's see.
Oh, apparently, unless you're Dwayne Wade's kid on fucking Twitter.
So 61% believe that marijuana was bad in the 70s. But now 45% say that it's bad. So weed's gotten more popular. In 1979, 27% of people believed that weed should be legal. But now, in today's modern day and age, 69% believe that it should be legal. We have an old school phone ringing.
Yes, that is the demons from the past. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's my phone. It's my phone.
Oh, fucking.
It's Taylor's phone.
God damn it. Keep moving.
Okay.
Unless you want
to
answer.
That's going to go to voicemail.
It went away. Okay.
Okay. It wouldn't be us if we didn't have technical difficulties on the show.
Oh, it was
going to
be something. I thought it was like some ghost phone because I barely hear it through the headphones. I thought it was just like a demon from the past who was like, no, gays are still the devil and marijuana is still devil's lettuce. Like,
usually it'll come up on my computer if someone calls me. That's weird.
Anyways.
Okay. Religion has gotten less popular. Mm-hmm. So in the 70s, 35% of people had some sort of, or did not have religion involved in their life.
Champions.
And now it has gone up to 44% don't attend like religious services.
I would assume that was more.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's the internet. It's probably not even correct. Well, I mean, it's probably correct.
It was a survey from last year.
Yeah.
But still, either way.
In the 70s, 13% of people never attended a religious gathering, and it's now up to 29% have attended zero religious things.
Hmm.
Yeah, I still think that's low, but okay.
Gay marriage has gotten more acceptable. A huge one. 60% of people opposed gay marriage as recent as 2004, but now all the way up, 61% say it's fine.
Complete
so completely
swap.
Flopped. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Again, I think that's a generational thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the more hot button topic one, gun control. So the statistics that I read were more recent. So back in 2018, days after 17 kids were killed at the Parkland high school shooting in Florida, 66% of people wanted stricter gun laws, but then literally by April the same year, so just a couple months later, it dropped to 56%.
That's the attention span we have.
Exactly. It's kind
of
like
as soon as it's off the news, people stop giving a fuck.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of that is. No, but the entire point of all those stats is that opinions change, and some opinions that are popular now are not going to be popular.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And we all have unpopular opinions, as I'm sure most of you already know or have figured out, or if you're recent listeners are quickly figuring out. So we figure we'll hold this process along and let you know some of the unpopular opinions that we personally hold.
Sure.
Josh, you want to start us off?
All right. Coconuts are gross. Coconut flavored things are gross. Things with coconut in it's gross.
Yeah.
I don't like coconut milk, but I like coconut water.
See, coconut water tastes like salty water. It's gross.
Mm. No, dude. Samoas are the best Girl Scout cookies, and they got coconuts
gross.
All over them.
So gross.
Oh, you're an idiot. If you say Thin Mints, I will stab you with
my pen.
No,
I like
right
those.
I love Thin Mints.
You're disgusting. That's the only ones I like. The only thing mint should be fucking... Maybe this is unpopular opinion. The only thing mint should be toothpaste and gum. Everything else, get the fuck out
of here. The only Girl Scout cookies I like those flower-looking ones, the yellow ones, like the shortbread cookies, and the peanut butter... Oreo things.
I literally only know.
Oh, I know which ones you're talking about.
Yeah, they come in an orange box.
They're all right.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
No,
I don't like
Samoas.
Samoas
are the goddamn shit. You put them in a bowl with fucking vanilla ice cream. Oh,
nah, fuck you. Coconuts are gross.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
All right, Taylor, what's yours?
I don't like Frozen, the movie Frozen.
I hate you. The second one's not. I mean, it's still fucking Champion. I saw it over the weekend.
No, I hate the first one. I fucking hate it.
It's fucking good. I was about to watch it again. Uh-uh. It's so fucking good. What is there to not like about it?
I did not like how
don't
blatantly
like
obvious it was in the message in the movie. Like, someone's like, it was a Disney movie. Whatever. I've been watching Disney movies my whole fucking life, and the message just so obviously and blatantly was don't be yourself. Hide your like your uniqueness. Like
there is a whole song about I'm gonna be a cunt. I do kind of.
I don't like it. I didn't like it at all.
Apparently, it's just weird because everything mm-hmm. about it is very much your brand.
I don't know.
It's musicals. It's like, Disney. You always.
I love Moana. Moana was so good. I love that.
I got ruined by that because I was dating a girl at the time who would not shut the fuck up with one of those songs, and now I can't stand it. Like, I don't hate it, but I don't.
Well, I hate In-N-Out because I dated a guy for, like, 2 months who literally would eat it 3 times a fucking day.
Okay, that's
like,
a bit much.
Like, dude, anytime, like, what do you want to eat? In-N-Out.
See, that's a bit too much, but I love In-N-Out. You're wrong with that.
Yeah. I don't
every
like
time
In-N-Out.
I go there, I get 4x4 with
it smells like fucking
shake. And,
it smells like
dirty. Well, I understand. Yeah, it's like... It's like when you get really hammered on something, you can't smell it anymore.
It's just gross.
I guess that's kind of your thing.
All right, what's your unpopular opinion?
I don't need to wash my hands every time I fucking pee.
Gross.
Every time I pee, my dick is not that dirty.
It's
my dick. No. Okay. I had this conversation once. A girl I was dating. We got back from drinking. I was peeing. She's like, "You're not gonna wash your hands." It's like, "No." She's like, "You just touched your dick. I'm about to put it in your mouth. Okay? It's not that fucking dirty. It's just a dick. My hands are way dirtier than my dick is." My dick is insulated all the goddamn day.
See, that's why they say this. A good person washes their hands after they pee, but a smart person washes their hands before they pee.
I mean, that makes more sense.
Stop moving.
You stop moving.
It's your fucking shitty microphone.
Anyways, no. Every time I pee, no, not going to happen. I could make the argument for after I shit, because I'm not going to wash my hands unless I get shit on my hands. You don't need to wash your hands after you go to the bathroom.
Dude, you're wiping that... No, you gotta definitely wash your hands after you shit.
See, that one I'm not as... I can...
No, that's
I'm
gross
not
because...
I'm not as...
No, with you saying that right now means you don't wash your hands after every time you shit.
Not every time, no.
That's gross.
No, you don't need to.
So
there's
gross.
No fucking need. No goddamn need.
The only time you do it is if your finger rips through that toilet paper and you
exactly.
finger your butthole
a little bit. Unless you can shit on your hands, you do not need to wash
your
hands.
Oh, God, you should just wash your hands anyway.
You don't need to.
All right. Next, my... How many unpopular opinions do you guys have? Because I have a couple.
I got 2 more.
Okay. Next one that I have, even though I do drink it, coffee's not that good. Coffee doesn't taste that good. You got to add a bunch of shit to it for it to be acceptable.
Can't argue with that.
Maybe. But everyone goes like, "Oh, coffee is life. Oh, coffee.
Everyone loves coffee.
Coffee is good. It's fine. It gives me caffeine.
It's a delivery system for sugar, which is what most people are addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fucking sugar that gets put into it.
My point,
because people get addicted to caffeine.
That's true.
My thing recently, I never drank coffee up until recently. I would tell people, because the only way I liked it was like a fuck ton of sugar and a fuck ton of... I'd rather have a milkshake then. If I'm drinking that much sugar, just give me a fucking milkshake. At least, or a can of Coke. At least that tastes good to me.
I don't put sugar in my coffee at all.
Yeah, I stopped doing that a while ago.
I use what's the pink ones? Sweet and low?
Yeah.
I do a couple sweet and lows and some half and half.
I haven't done...
do black coffee though. Too gross.
Ever since I, what's that called? Oh, hit puberty. I stopped putting sugar in my goddamn coffee.
Fuck you. Fuck you with your shit poo-poo hands.
Gross.
All right, Taylor.
And black coffee. God damn it.
So you don't wipe your ass after you shit and you drink black coffee.
And I stir it with my finger.
Gross.
All right, Taylor, what you got?
So when we first were just talking about this, the initial thought that came to mind was I just am not really fond of the PC culture. I am not someone who advocates for it or... is really I'm super annoyed when people are sensitive by it. It's really funny. My dad has a bunch of little stickers that say PC and then with a line out of it, going through it, and he's a bunch of them, and he was just like, "Here, go stick them on places."
Nice.
And
what's funny, that's actually I have 1, 2, 3 I have 6 of these things, and that was actually close to one of the ones that I have.
I mean, and it's not that some of it isn't, good ideas or true. There aren't truths in some of it, but the way that it is portrayed and how a lot of people
it becomes fascist after a minute. It's
the way people use PC culture too.
Over
it's
the
just
line.
You guys are brainwashed. I feel like PC culture gets to a place of brainwashed, and in the same sense where I still believe in gender roles, not in the sense of 50s, but we are not equal. There are things that
there's differences.
You guys can't fucking pop a baby out of your dicks. That is just a different,
that's
that
true.
Is,
sounds
that
like
is a
challenge.
Gender role. you know what I mean though? Is something that we are different. And then the other thing is she was we're all created equal, but we all are not we all...
We're all deserved of equal treatment. Equal treatment, but we're not the same.
Not equal treatment, no. It's not equal treatment. I think it's...
Fair.
It's fair. Treatment. Like, everyone has an equal chance. Everyone, like, has an equal opportunity, like, should.
Yeah, but, I mean...
But my favorite thing is, like, okay, if we're all supposed to have, like, this equal outcome, that's what I don't believe in, is the equal outcome. It's like, okay, say you and I or someone else, like, go on an audition and... Like, mm-hmm. equal outcome, and it's like, I'm just going to get the audition because I fucking went and I deserve it, but I'm not talented at all, and you obviously deserve the part, but you're not going to get it because it's supposed to be equal outcome, or we both do, like, you know what I mean? It's
weird, different. I get what you're saying.
And I feel like that, even me trying to speak up that opinion sometimes, doesn't even take a moment to be heard from some of the people with the PC opinions, because they're just so fucking clouded.
People
in their
don't
mind
like to have conversations.
Yeah.
That's part of the annoying part about it.
Well, I mean, like, kind of like we just, like, your feelings, everyone's feelings and opinions are valid, but because your feelings got hurt doesn't give you the right to be an asshole.
Yeah.
And also, don't take it so seriously.
Yeah, like, get the fuck over it. Right? Like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Yeah, people being too sensitive. It's like.
Yeah.
All right, what you got, Smitty?
Disneyland is overrated. If you have kids, you're allowed to go. If you don't have kids and you like Disneyland, you're a fucking pedophile. Because it's fucking weird. It's a place for children. God damn it.
I don't know about pedophile, but it is weird.
I'm definitely taking your nephew to Disneyland because I have not gone.
Yeah, but you're going with a kid.
You're going with a kid.
I know,
that's
and I haven't gone since I think eighth grade, and
just
I really
don't fuck
and I really
him.
Want,
and it'll be fine.
And I really want to go, so well, I'm just gonna take Bradley. I'm telling Sarah to bring him down here, and him and I are just gonna go one day, and I'm just gonna pretend like he's my child.
We might not have enough time to actually go, but since my girlfriend and I are planning on moving soon, we were like, hey, maybe we should try to go to Disneyland before we move, because you know, like, it's readily accessible. You don't really care. It's like, maybe we should just. Look at it, just see.
Go to Magic Mountain like an adult.
Yeah.
Disneyland's overrated for children. I don't like it.
My next one, I like pineapple on pizza.
Same. Duh. We know
I think
this.
It's good. It's good.
Why haven't
you? No, you don't like anything. Fuck
I
you.
Liked,
fuck
I
you
told
that.
You so
like
many
nothing
times.
On pizza.
Pepperoni with pineapple. That's what I like. And I've told you that every week. Every week.
So pick one more good one now. Pick your last one.
All right. Okay. So for my last one, I actually put that, well, it's like, it has like a subset thing. So like society, I feel like modern day society is very weak emotionally, which we kind of covered. And I said, there's only two genders. You're a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, and then that whole like they, them, it,
yeah.
Fuck you with mm-hmm. that. You're okay. It's They're true. Like, I identify as a woman, but the penis between your legs says you're not, you know, like you can identify however you want.
You can identify however you want. But it's not my fucking legal obligation to fucking say it correctly, because that's how it is in Canada.
And if you don't
right
like
now,
it, get over it.
But
it's
that's
not
how
that
it is
big
in Canada
deal.
And right now. It's like they're passing it as
really?
A fucking legislation where if you
ah,
do not
fuck
get that correct.
Oh, sorry, they're saying it's like an assault or some
yeah,
bullshit
no, you
like
can
that.
Get, you can get fined. You can get charged for it in Canada.
But it's not my
that's
response.
Why I just call everybody dude or cunt. Everybody. I don't care what you are.
Yep.
It's all the same.
Beyonce's overrated.
Yeah. That Beyonce, Kanye West, fucking
Lizzo.
Drake.
Everyone's in love with fucking Lizzo. That fat bitch.
You're so angry about it.
Hang on, I'll show you her Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Her fucking username is Lizzo B Eaton. She's a singer.
Good
she
for
does
her.
That.
Let her own it.
Nah, fuck you.
I've never heard of a goddamn song. So I don't know.
If you
I don't
cares?
Like Cardi B. I hate Cardi B. Did we already say that?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I hate Cardi B.
But who cares? Sassy fat black ladies. Everyone, there needs to be one of those at all times.
Yeah, they're hilarious, but at the same time, like, shut the fuck up.
What is she doing? What is she saying that you don't like?
Just everything.
Just existing?
Yeah.
So you're just racist against fat black ladies.
No, I love fat black ladies, but I don't.
Just this one.
I can't connect to the fucking TV.
All right.
But all right. She does that song like, that this is a really crowd pleaser. But she just says fucking nonsense. And then
that's all popular music.
She's fucking annoying. Taylor Swift. Fuck Taylor Swift. Fuck every pop singer right now.
I'm
they're all
big.
Shitty. But,
oh man.
All right, what who has
Taylor, you got one more?
Oh,
you don't have to, we can move on.
You know, yours was a good one with fucking the PC thing, so.
Yeah.
All right.
You took the lead out of my pencil.
Completely. Well, speaking of lead out of the pencil, my last unpopular opinion. Blowjobs are overrated. They're completely overrated.
I know, I like blowjobs.
I like giving blowjobs.
They're enjoyable, but it's just like I rarely finish from a blowjob, rarely.
Yeah,
that's
but blow.
It's just,
yeah,
it
but,
just makes me want to fuck. So let's just cut to the fucking. Let's,
yeah,
let's
but chill. Still do it.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying they're overrated. I'm not saying they're awful. I'm saying they're overrated. People get too worked up about them. Not
well,
that.
okay, girls, Schmitty wants a girl who doesn't really want to give blowjobs. So it's
dude,
a
I didn't say that.
Prerequisite. Yeah, ladies, saying. don't suck his dick. Apparently, he's gonna get mad.
Doesn't they're care for overrated. It. So if you do not care overrated. To give blowjobs, you can go on a date with our one and only Schmitty.
Right. You can have tonsils, just no sphincter control, and we're good.
And there you have it.
But yeah, blowjobs are definitely overrated.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Nothing says happy anniversary like, blowjob, man.
Go suck a dick.
Yeah.
Just go fuckers. Practice. Get better at it, world.
Don't somebody suck needs dick. To. Jesus, because I haven't gotten a good one apparently then.
Blowjobs feel good.
All right.
Handjobs suck.
Yeah.
Those are I just saw a movie. I haven't watched it, but I need to watch it. It's a movie about, it's like a spoof of a horror movie. And the ghost is giving guys dry hand jobs over the pants hand jobs. Oh, and that's how she's killing people. It looks so fucking stupid, but I have to.
I gotta watch this.
It looks, I think it's like Hand Job Cabin. Is that, that's what it's called.
Hand Job Cabin?
Yeah. It looks so fucking stupid.
What in the Cinemax porn are you watching?
I need
at
to
night?
Watch it because she's giving people over the pants hand jobs and that's how she's killing them.
Makes sense. I would die from it too, all that friction.
Exactly.
No, but hand job. Plus, like when girls think
can
they give.
Can you imagine the actors? Pretending?
Yeah. Oh, it's so uncomfortable. But it feels kind of good.
And I've seen like the preview, and it looks like the chick from The Ring. And she's getting this guy over the pants hand job.
Rubbing
you know what's
it
funny?
Out.
I will say this. Like, if a girl tries to give you a hand job, like, I appreciate the effort. But at the same time, you think you're going to do it better than me?
Yeah.
I've been pulling on this dick since I was 11.
Although I dated a masseuse, and she was good at all. So, I mean, depends on what you're good at.
I don't like hand jobs. I actually don't. I don't care for them.
Yeah.
But I do like blowjobs. You're wrong on that one.
Nah. It's an unpopular opinion. I didn't say anybody would fucking agree.
It's true.
I'd say they're overrated.
Fuck you.
Anyways, people need to learn how to finish sucking dicks then. And that would be a good way to not be a cunt, so don't be cunts.
Thank you for listening to The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, or you can reach them at smartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.